Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, it's starting to get exciting out here, so we're live at Helen Fitzgerald's. The weigh-in for Guns N' Roses is about to begin. I hear movement not too far away from me. There's a stage where a lot of the bands play, I think, and the mic is set up, and Jasmine Huda from Fox 2 is going to be introducing some of this, and it's a lot of fun. So we are off and running. The event, of course, is on Wednesday night. We want to congratulate Debbie from Fenton, who is on
site.
Way to go,
Debbie.
Debbie won a four-pack of tickets to Guns N' Roses. We've been told that there are not a lot of tickets left, so if you're interested in the event, it will likely sell out. Fewer than 1,000 tickets remain. Garen Mosby is with us. He is a St. Louis Fire Department command staff officer, and he's very involved in this event, and we'd love to have him. He's a very positive person. I could just tell from meeting Garen. You're like the opposite of me.
Yes.
I'm the most negative. And he's got a big smile on his face, and he's got energy, and we love that.
Yes.
That counter, you know,
it balances.
Offsets the,
yes,
the host, if you will.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly. Well, how are you, Garen?
I'm good. I don't pick up on any of that. I am a listener. Love the Reardon Roundtable.
Well, we appreciate that
yes,
a lot.
Yeah.
I was hoping Jane was going to be here today because I was looking forward to finally meeting Jane.
Well, you know, we should have had her out. She did have some complications. I mentioned it to her, but she would love to meet you. A lot of people do mention. Look, the two people that get mentioned the most, Jane and Sue, not me. And I'm okay with that, by the way,
true,
because they're important parts of the show. But I'm glad that you listen. That's great. We do have, you know, we hear that about the Roundtable in particular. We have you know, folks that even I would be surprised by sometimes,
yes,
that listen.
Absolutely.
To that.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised I listen?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not surprised you listen.
Okay.
You know, so it's funny because I'll tell you a quick story. So I don't know Congressman Bell, right?
Okay.
Wesley Bell.
Right.
And but I've been told, remember I told you the story about Doug High. There's a political talk pundit, used to be an RNC spokesman. He introduces himself to Congressman Bell. And Wesley says to him, oh, I know your voice from the Mark Reardon Show, right?
Yeah.
So he listens. Well, I don't know if you saw, like, today he posted something Congressman Bell did because he had some eye issues. Like, he's got a patch over his eye, and I'm not exactly sure what it's all to do. But I don't know him, but I got his contact, and I sent him a message. I said, hey, I'm shooting you a message not over politics but over eyes because I had an eye disease. I have a buckle around my right eye.
Okay.
And I just said, eye situations are pretty serious. I hope you're okay.
Well,
maybe we
nice.
Can meet and sit
that
down and
nice,
talk politics
Mark.
At some time. So, but it was surprised. I guess the point of that story is, Garrett, I was surprised that he listened to my show. But
never
he
know.
Yeah, we have the movers and shakers. All right, so one of the things that you just said during the break that really did catch my attention, and it is something that folks who are civilians don't often think of, is that you've worked in the fire service for a long time. You have unfortunately had to be the messenger when you have fallen firefighters, right?
Right. I'll tell you this with no uncertainty. The worst thing that I've had to do as a member of this department is make a notification to a wife that her husband and you know, I don't even want to say that I made the notification. There were two of us. She opened the door. And she knew.
That kind of know at that time, right?
You know, and it's just a very tough, just a challenging situation. But the moments after that, right, where we're standing there and the family has just lost so much, and we assure them that we're going to be there for them, that they are not going to be forgotten, that this sacrifice was not in vain. And I said this before, it's a promise we make to families. And this event helps us make good on that promise.
I can't believe how big this event has gotten. And I don't, you know, I it's unique to St. Louis. I'm actually surprised that they haven't, more cities have not picked up on this just because of its success. Now, it takes time to build to that level.
Yeah. Right.
And, it was unfortunate what happened during the pandemic. I think that was the year that it didn't happen, but that didn't stop the momentum at all, did it?
No. You know, I don't have the exact statistics on how many years Backstoppers has received a $1 million donation from Guns N' Hoses, from this event. This event is the main driver to helping us make good on that promise. It's huge. It's huge because if you don't have this, right, then we don't. And I think some other cities have tried to duplicate what we do here
it's
in
tough.
St. Louis, but, you know, it's going to be a work in progress. I think this, Backstoppers has been around since, like, 1959, right? So it takes a while, and we've gained momentum. We've got an awesome community that supports us. So, you know, it's just a great event, but for an even better cause.
So how does Backstoppers, you unfortunately have to make a notification where other things happen with firefighters, police officers. How does Backstoppers fill those gaps and help those families?
Right. So there's an immediate stepping in and a check is given to the family, right?
Oh, wow.
And that initial check, and we're talking within hours, right? You know, sometimes longer, just depending on the circumstances. And that check is for immediate needs of the family. You just have no idea the things that you're going to need after that.
And mortgage.
And a lot of times
utilities.
The families don't even know, right?
Yeah.
I know we lost Leonard Riggins many years ago. And I remember being a younger firefighter, and we were stationed outside of his home. And you know, we were there to do anything, take out the trash, go get groceries. So at a time like that, the family doesn't necessarily know what they need. But the one thing they're not going to need is immediate funds to take care of whatever that need is.
Takes a lot of stress out.
Just an immediate.
Right.
And then as the time goes by, representatives from Backstoppers visit the family. They assess the needs. You know, everyone has unique needs. Some may have children. Some do not, right? And education. Are these kids going to private schools, right? That still has to be paid for, right? Are they going to go to college? That's got to be paid for.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's not just today, it's tomorrow and into the future. You're a part of the family. We're a family anyway, but it's like an extended family, and we never let you go.
So you have you laughed at me when I asked this question, but have you ever fought?
In my mind. So, like, seriously, this is a true story.
I bet you did well there.
Oh, my God, you have no idea. True story. I walked into the fire chief's office a couple years ago, right? And I said, Chief, I've got this great idea, right? I should fight. Okay, now hear me out. I'm 48 years of age right now. So I was, 45.
I don't look it.
I got to look from the guy over there. He's like,
no, you're looking good.
Shameless plug. So, I'm like, Chief, we could have like a celebrity. You know, I can like act like a celeb and we'll get somebody else and we can like fight each other from the police side. And the chief looks at me, like he always does when I have these great ideas. Have you talked to your wife about this?
And the answer was, Karen.
No.
It was a very short conversation. I may or may not have mentioned this at home, but I didn't fight. Yet. You know what? This is my response to that, Mark, Sue. We all contribute in our own.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Own special way.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's right, Karen.
That is true. There's no doubt about it. Look, I'm impressed with how much work these, you know, firefighters and police put into it because they take it very seriously. They train. Now, yes. I was dumb. I asked this question earlier. I didn't realize that the actual bouts, no headgear, right? You're talking...
Well, I think those are the... No, don't hold me to this. I think those are the professional bouts. And,
okay.
And there's
uh-huh.
some... Yeah. Like, we have a fighter. He hails from engine company number 8, and I only mention that because that's where I came up in the department,
okay.
Blair and Salisbury. And he will have on headgear. So the amateur boxers,
okay.
It's my understanding, they wear headgear.
Mm-hmm.
But you,
I'd like wear a football helmet. That's what I wear.
You and I both. You and I both.
Exactly.
Somebody hits me, I'm going to.
Your wives are both happy.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna file a report.
So I wanted to kind of piggyback off the celebrity thing, and this year would have been perfect because Mark Cox, who hosts the morning show, of mm-hmm. course, he just broke, like, 4 ribs.
What was he doing?
He fell into a
duck blind,
right? But I mean, I'm going to rabbit punch him all day long and take care of him. That's what
yeah.
I'm just going to tell you right now. Get him in the rope of dope,
uh-huh.
and he's
float
done.
Like a butterfly, sting like a bee. That's weird.
I don't even have to say anything.
Yeah.
I'll make him laugh, and then his ribs will hurt so much he'll collapse.
See, if I remember correctly, and I haven't seen Mark.
He just walked in. Actually.
He just walked in.
He was just here. Yeah.
He is a slightly bigger guy than you.
Yes, that
slightly.
Is accurate.
So more girth. I don't think if there's a reach advantage. He's already taken Cox. We haven't even announced the fight.
Well, I mean,
that was going to cheat too.
It's not a bad bet.
I'm staying out of this. I'm going to leave this at the station.
I'll tell you what. Your eyeballs tell the truth, though, Karen Mosby. Thank you so much. And you know what? I do appreciate your positivity because we need
yes.
folks like you that can smile and work hard at events like this that mean so much for the community. So that's awesome. And the fact that you're a listener means even more, so thank you.
Appreciate you both having me. Nice
thank
meeting you both.
You.
Take care. Have fun this week.
We'll
absolutely.
Do.
We have a live Sue's News
oh.
as we weave today with some of the content and some of the folks that are out here for the weigh-in. I'm going to take a peek during the break. We're coming back with more on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, we are live at Helen Fitzgerald. Sue Thomas is here doing traffic, and she's got Sue's News coming up here in just a moment. I just met David Stokes, who is the president of Guns N' Hoses. He's going to... join us a little after 5 o'clock, Sue, with a little bit more discussion. Now, the actual weigh-in is going on right now. I saw Mark Cox walk in this into the building. Jasmine Huda from Fox 2 is helping out with some of this as well. So, yeah, we're just about, I guess, 50 yards away from where a lot of this is happening, which is kind of exciting. We kind of have our own little cubby here,
yeah,
which is
right.
nice. The bar is in front of us. But we're blocked from some of the noise, which is excellent.
Really, really
yeah,
good.
So we are in a good spot. We'd love for you. We've had a few listeners come by and say hello this afternoon. We'll have Cusimano in his regular spot a little bit later. I was hoping to get Frank here in person. That just wasn't going to work out with his
Frank is
schedule.
Busy.
He is
yeah.
busy. And there's a lot of sports to talk about. Full show.
Yeah.
Did you see the Steelers lost to the Bears?
I don't. I saw part of that game. It was just depressing.
Yeah, no Aaron, unfortunately.
Uh-uh.
All right, it's a Monday afternoon. We're live on location, but let's do this. Or not. That's that one
These
that says Sue's
are
there we
deeply
go.
Concerning.
Well, does
Ethan,
the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Well, it's a big national day. It's National Sardine Day.
Oh.
Okay, and I remember my dad coming home one time with a can of sardines. Because I didn't know what it was, and I think we had a discussion about it. You know, you're just a kid. What's a sardine? And he brought it home, and you had to do that little rolly thing. Have you ever seen a can of sardines
yeah.
open? You roll, oh, yeah. roll, roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, this is the nastiest thing I have ever seen. But people love them. And they are just kind of like salt. It's kind of like anchovies.
I don't know if I've ever had sardines, but here's the thing. Just the name of it and
it's
the way
good.
In which, I mean, it's canned fish. I mean,
yes.
that sounds so gross.
So,
yes.
What we did, now I don't know if there's crossover here. I just had to Google this, and you
yeah.
tell me. Because, and I liked this when I was a kid, and yeah. I haven't had it in a long time, but this was a staple at my grandparents' and, you know, other relatives' homes, herring. Like,
are
herring,
you kidding?
Like
me?
On a cracker or something.
You would
like
eat
that.
Herring on a cracker?
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
It was good. It was really good. Really? But I haven't had it for a long time.
Wow. Yes. Was it in a can?
Yeah, jar.
Yeah.
Like in a jar.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I can
Ethan,
think of a
your thought.
Because
think
it comes, it marinates, it has its own sauce. It was delicious.
If I could think of about a disgusting. Thousand other things I'd put on a cracker. Okay,
look, you're talking to someone who had liver for dinner when he was a kid and then liver sausage for lunch. So we all had different things back
no
then.
No wonder you're so messed up.
Yeah, that is part of it.
It explains a lot.
I like the herring, though.
Well, that's
not
good.
The red herring.
We, yeah, no. Of course
see what
not.
I did there?
Yeah, I did. Oh, dear. The herring, I think it's good that you like it. I don't like it. Braunschweiger, I also don't like. There's many things. But it's also Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. And I thought about it. I'm trying to think what my unique talent is. I can't. I do have double-jointed elbows. So if I do this, I can
we're getting a visual.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, normal elbows. La, 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 la.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh. Oh, no thanks. No thanks.
Whoop.
Whoop. Oh,
you see that, Mark?
That's weird.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know. How would you describe what you just uh-huh. did?
Scary.
Uh-huh.
Scary.
It was frightening for you,
right.
was it?
It looks like it looks like something like Dave Klein was texting me earlier. There's this Pluribus show that's on Apple TV where everyone starts freaking out with their bodies, and it looks like something would happen on there or The Walking Dead.
What's your unique talent?
I should
have given you a heads up.
I have none.
Yeah,
I
you feel, have to have something.
I talk on the radio, and that talent part of that could be very questionable, but that's the only thing I got.
I feel like my unique talent is not necessarily a physical thing, but I feel like more a mental thing, where I could probably I could just pull out the most random sports facts
that's
on the spot.
True,
that, like,
good.
I have zero reason to remember, though. Like,
yes.
they serve no purpose.
Yes.
And I could say, oh, yeah, 2005, I remember that game went to 11 innings, and this guy had this hit.
That's pretty good, though, for your, you know, for what you do, because Ethan
True.
Is doing a little play-by-play for Lindenwood, and that's where your career goal is, right? So
right.
That ability, that's not the only reason I don't do play-by-play, but I'm just telling you, I'm watching, I'll bring this up again, I'm watching the American Revolution. I almost want to watch it again once I finish it, because I can't remember things very
well.
Oh, yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
I watched a piece of it, and I thought, it's good, but I don't want to watch it twice. And P.S., your talent will take you a lot farther than me having elbows.
I don't
go
know.
Out.
That's pretty impressive stuff you just did there.
It will take me nowhere. It has taken me nowhere. On this day in history, 32 years ago, in 1993, Mrs. Doubtfire was released, starring Robin
Ooh.
Williams. Now, did you watch that as a kid,
Loved
Ethan?
It. Loved
it's
that
so
movie.
It's so cute.
Anything Robin Williams is
yes.
huge fan of.
I tried to pick out, like, a good line from it today, and I couldn't find one I liked. Did you watch it, Mark? As
oh,
you were
yeah.
reviewing, right?
I rewatched it in the past 5 years, and now that you mention it again, I'm not so sure Alexa is not a good aid for,
yeah.
for that right now.
Heck
right.
yeah.
yeah.
And Pierce Brosnan's in it.
Look, I loved Robin Williams so much. I saw him, I think I told this story, like, one day I was on the air at WTMJ. I'm doing the afternoon show. Robin Williams is at a venue that night. It's sold out. And
oh.
I just happened to go on Ticketmaster, and they had released some tickets. Sometimes they do that. And I'm not so sure. Hopefully no one's listening that matter. I'm not so sure this wasn't a $500 ticket.
Holy.
But I was dead center, and Robin Williams did a three-hour comedy set. A
what?
Three-hour comedy
That's
set.
That's awesome.
Did the
it
time
was
fly?
Well. Oh, my God. This was outside of Sam Kinison. And I saw Sam Kinison at Jesse Hall, the best comedy show I've ever seen. I mean, 3 hours.
That is nuts.
Yeah. Man, something tells me there might have been some white powder that was infused there, but he was amazing.
Wow. Three. I still can't get over that. It just looks exhausting to do stand-up.
You, sometimes his clips will pop up on my feed, though, like his stand-up clips. And I'm like, man, is there anyone out there right now that
like
does
that.
It to the level that
no,
he did it? I
no.
mean, he was just so unique.
Yeah.
And, I mean, never fail to laugh.
Okay, that reminds me that over the weekend we watched the Kathleen Madigan special. Her newest one is on Amazon. And then we watched the Eddie Murphy documentary.
Oh, yeah,
which
you did watch
I
it?
I really enjoyed
is it.
Is
it good?
Being Eddie.
Okay,
yes.
good.
But it shows some of that stuff from Delirious, you know, when he's in the red outfit. And it looks tiring as heck. I can't imagine Robin Williams doing 3 hours. But, yes, watch Being Eddie. All right, and 30 years ago today, I just thought this was totally random. In 1995, Ireland finally legalized divorce. It wasn't until 1995 in Ireland.
Are you kidding
What were
me?
They doing until? I have no idea. And then 9 years ago.
That's pretty interesting, right?
Catholic with a capital C, I guess. 9 years ago in 2016 was when Brady Bunch mom Florence Henderson passed away. She was 82. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, what about Shirley Jones? Because she was a Partridge Family mom. She is still with us. She's 91.
Good is for she her. Really?
Yes. She looks great. Because, you know, I was in love with Sean Cassidy. This is his mother. And there's a picture of them both. And she looks great at 91. Brady Bunch was on TV 1969 to 74. Partridge Family was 70 to 74.
So about a year and a half, 2 years ago, Alexa, I said, let's watch these shows. And she zipped through the Brady Bunch and she loved it.
Partridge
three,
Family.
4 weeks ago, no, she liked the Partridge Family.
Oh,
too,
she did.
But 3 or 4 weeks ago, she's like, I want to watch the Brady Bunch again. I was actually surprised by that.
Wow,
but she started rewatching it. Yeah.
Wow. Did you ask her why?
No.
She just likes it?
She just likes it.
I'm kind of curious as to
why. I'll dig into that
a little
thank
bit
more.
You. And Wicked for Good, the one that she loved and you thought was okay, blasted past the original. It had a $150 million opening weekend.
Now, there might be a little caveat to my daughter's review.
What?
Well, she saw Zootopia 2 over the weekend,
and
she said she liked it better than Wicked.
Ooh.
That says something right there.
It does.
Wow. I am surprised, though, because, you know, I trust your movie knowledge and your takes. I've heard a lot of people say that they really liked the new Wicked. And I was surprised just because I trust your movie takes so much. It doesn't mean you were wrong. I've just had a lot of people saying, oh, surprisingly really good.
Two things about that. No, I wasn't wrong. I'm never
I didn't
wrong.
Say you were. I didn't say
but,
you were.
It's interesting to me, too, because, look, there's I don't know. It did not have the magic that the first one. They tried to extend it into two movies. But look, if you're a fan, and my daughter did like it, but I was shocked when she said she likes Zootopia better.
It's also rare that the second one is better than the first in any movie.
Here's one way I would judge it.
Part.
I could watch the first part of that movie. I could rewatch it right now. I thought it was so good. I wouldn't have no interest in doing that for the new one. So that's
all. Interesting. Yeah. Well, okay. They say that it set a new record for the musical turned into movie category. The first one only did 112.5. So
now, see, that kind of amazes me because I thought there was a lot more hype for that. I would have assumed that did better.
But you have talked more about Zootopia 2 than any I've heard. I have not heard anything about that, but maybe it's because I'm not in that world.
Well, I didn't go because we had some logistics transportation issues. My wife did not like it, but we loved the first one.
She didn't go. She did.
She did not like Zootopia 2.
Interesting. Okay, well, the Eddie Murphy thing, just because I love watching Eddie, that reminded me, and I found this story that talked about there are three movies Eddie Murphy wishes he hadn't turned down. Now, this is not in the movie. This is not a spoiler.
Okay.
Ghostbusters.
Right.
He would have been so good in that.
That would have changed. Well, I mean, it was great anyway and huge, but with Eddie Murphy, it might have been even bigger.
Usually you can't say that about casting,
right.
But in this case,
yes. And think about this one, Rush Hour.
That would have been better.
Yeah. Better. It totally different. Wow.
Yeah.
And Who Framed Roger Rabbit? He said he didn't do Ghostbusters. That didn't sting too much because he chose Beverly Hills Cop instead, and that worked out. But Eddie says he didn't do Roger Rabbit because he thought it sounded ridiculous. After he saw it, he realized, quote, oh, that's bleeping amazing.
I don't know. The Rush Hour one really intrigues me.
Right?
That could have been, because was that Chris Tucker?
Yes.
And I'm not as big in, yeah.
But that would have been a whole different deal.
Yes.
All right. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I did a sports one for you, too. Al Michaels is the only play-by-play commentator to cover all four major U.S. sports championships. He did Super Bowl 11 times, World Series 8 times, NBA Finals twice, and the Stanley Cup Finals 3 times.
Broadcaster's dream.
Dang! I love Al Michaels. And that's it for Sue's News.
Now he's saddled with Kirk Herbstreit on a Thursday night, the poor guy.
Oh, well.
They are not good together. We're coming back. Welcome back. We are live at Helen Fitzgerald's. Fred is not here because he is on vacation this week, but Sue is here. Ethan Hanford. Sue doesn't like that. Yeah,
I don't like it when Fred's on vacation.
And then I'm gone the rest of the week.
I don't like that either.
Well, you won't be there Thursday or Friday. You get the holiday off,
which is
a good thing.
Yep.
And then we'll all be back together a week from today. And, man, we're going to get here to Christmas real quick.
You know, you're so right.
It's unbelievable. We are joined here at our little booth at Helen Fitzgerald's as they do the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses by my St. Louis County Councilman, Dennis Hancock, who's running for county executive. He is the former mayor of Fenton, known you for a long time. Dennis, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Good to see. Are you a football fan or not?
Yeah.
What's your NFL team?
I don't watch much NFL. I'm
more college?
Yeah.
Because this place is, like, unbelievable for sports here at Helen Fitzgerald's. I know that I ask football, NFL, because my Steelers friends always come here. It's a big Steelers bar. But, man, they got a lot of different rooms and TVs in here. It's pretty cool. So, let me see where we should start here with county government.
Do not start with your room.
No, I'll get to that eventually. Okay. But look, what we found out last week, and I had Mike Archer on, is that, you know, and we've known this is no secret to you, that there's a pretty big budget hole coming for St. Louis County. And there would be a couple of different schools of thoughts and philosophies on how to solve said budget crisis. But we're having discussions about that right now, right?
Correct. We actually have a meeting tomorrow afternoon to kind of finalize what direction we want to go in. But I submitted my ideas last week, and basically it's we have a situation where, for those who don't know, we have an $80 million budget hole to fill. And we but when you look at the history of the over the last 5 years, if we give you $100 to spend, you're only spending $85. And so what we're finding is that carries across the board with all the departments. So we have a pot of money to start with that's going to be left over at the end of this year. So that would get
how much would that be?
Going to get us about $40 million.
Okay.
Wow.
And if we do the same thing then going forward into next year, that pretty much takes care of our hole, and we also then don't have to do any cuts of any sort, because we're just going to hold spending at this year's actual levels.
Right. And in government works very differently than anyone else, because if you hold spending levels and you move on to the next year, you're cutting.
That's right.
You're cutting spending, right? Which is utterly ridiculous, but that's how the narrative goes.
Well, and that's what I tell people all the time is, you know, in the real world, if you don't spend 100% of your budget, you're not doing anybody any favors, because that's money that could have been spent on other projects. So for these people to not spend everything that's allocated to them and then come to us and say, well, you cut my budget, it just doesn't work.
So the dynamics of the council, they're very different, obviously.
Right.
And sometimes people don't have a good grasp of this. Sometimes even someone like me doesn't have a good grasp on this. But the math is such now where the Republicans and the Democrats are kind of voting together on some of these things. Sam Page only really has one ally in Lisa Clancy on the council. So you're able to do things perhaps that you weren't able to do last year, right?
That's right. And, yeah, you know, we've got a working majority, if you will, of three Republicans and three Democrats who agree philosophically on most issues. So it's a great place to be, because we can actually, number one, get some stuff done that needs to be done, but more importantly, we can stop doing stupid things.
Yeah.
Like spending $80 million we don't have.
So what's the, you know, I saw a story last week about the location of county government. What are the options there? Because wasn't there a plan rolled out to spend a lot of taxpayer money to build a new building?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we were under the Page administration wanted to spend $650 million on a new building. To replace the building that we currently are in, that only needs to be brought up to the City of Clayton fire codes. I've been asking for 3 years, what's it going to cost for us just to become compliant with the City of Clayton fire codes?
Right.
I still don't have that number.
Oh, come on.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's not $650 million.
No, it's not.
Right.
And it's not $200 million. It's not $150 million. It's probably closer to $20 to $25.
Right. But then you have, what's the Northwest Plaza thing in that component?
That's going to be about $10 million over the course of 10 years for rent. Now, that doesn't include the cost of building it out. It doesn't include any of the other cost of moving or any of the things associated with it. So we're talking about a fairly expensive move.
But it's a better deal than the $650 million. But what you're saying is, What would you advocate in other members of the council? Are you saying, look, let's just stay where we are and get it done and spend the money to fix this?
That would be my
idea. Yeah, why would that be so bad?
Well, it wouldn't be. And that's the problem that we don't seem to agree on, is if we spent the money to stay where we are, you know, the pushback we get is, well, we're still in a 50-year-old building. Well, so what?
Yes,
right. And
yeah, that's right. A lot of people are.
It's paid for, and it's one that functions. It's an appropriate size for us, and we don't have to spend a bunch of money to build it out. And as our financial situation improves, hopefully with a new county executive, we can then start building, doing some of the other things that need to be done to that building.
What is the override? Dennis Hancock is here, St. Louis County Councilman. The overriding sentiment on the Rams money that's left. We hear in the coverage, the news coverage is, we want that to be more of a legacy item, right? I'm not exactly sure what that means, if it's a statute to future County Executive Dennis Hancock, perhaps that would be part of it. But what are we talking about there, and why aren't we tapping into that money?
You know, that to me, that money is found money. And it's earning interest where it sits. And if we need to draw on that to do projects that we don't, that would be outside of the norm, such as the $40 million of it that we've allocated to repair streets in our subdivisions that haven't been touched in decades, then that, to me, that's an appropriate use of that.
Right, right.
But yeah, I don't know what, when people say we should spend it on something transformative, I don't know what that means.
Well, have you talked, like, has the council had discussions?
We have.
About, so is there some agreement on where to go with that or not?
Well, that's why we voted for the $40 million for the subdivision streets, because everybody agreed that's a project we need to do, and we can't wait another 20 years to do it because there won't be any streets to repair.
So what is the situation with the health department and cuts there, potential cuts there?
That's the same as the general fund budget. It's you know, it's another situation where they're not spending 100% of what they're allocated. And if we just simply worked within what they haven't spent plus take back what they're probably not going to spend next year, we should be in good shape.
Yeah.
So it's but then, you know, we have Dr. Page, who wants to spend another $20 million on a new building for the animal control, even though we can't manage the one we currently have. And it's just, you know.
But there's no one. Is there anyone on the council right now that is proposing a tax increase to solve some of this?
That has been discussed. And to me, to use, that was part of Dr. Page's plan, that, you know, part of it the Rams fund, part of it a use tax going to the voters in April. And I don't know about the people you talk to. The people I talk to have absolutely no appetite for a tax increase right now.
Well, I experienced that in the Rockwood School District, and I voted for that levy increase, but there didn't seem to be an appetite for that there.
Right.
So, and I get it. You know, I even admitted under the circumstances that I was in, if I didn't have a child in the district, maybe I would have looked at that differently. But that was a pretty hefty levy, and I think some people started looking at how that would affect, you know, their property taxes overall.
Well,
so,
and my point to the rest of the council was, you know, we can't prove that we're doing everything we can to be good stewards of their money now.
Yeah.
We can't go to them and say, yeah, just give us more to spend and be
foolish
about it.
Pretty good point, Dennis Hancock, that's for sure. Okay, then I'll close on my personal. I'm going to personally beg you for assistance, Dennis.
Okay.
And I don't even know if you can provide this, but you know that I've asked you about this for 2 years now, so it's not going to come as any surprise. But there are literally thousands of us who are trapped in St. Louis County because of this Hillsborough Road project that's going on by Valley Park. And I don't know what, if any, influence you have, but they have mangled this, Dennis, from the very beginning. And we're looking at a situation where we're going to go into the winter months and perhaps not have access from two different sides to our homes. So there's a fair amount of concern about safety, getting emergency vehicles through there, school buses. This was supposed to be done this Sunday, next Sunday, right? It ain't going to be done by then. I drove by that road last Thursday. It's going to be months. This is a nightmare. It's been mismanaged. Is there anything that homeowners, and I'm not just speaking for myself, people have lost their you-know-what. We were about had it because we're done with it right now. And now as we approach the winter months, there's safety concerns.
Well, absolutely. And there, you know, the snow word is in the forecast and everything else. And I know the first time I drove back on that road, it scared the heck out of me, and it was in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
But from what we're hearing is that there's, you know, they're still saying it's going to be done at the end of November, but usually there's a contract period that they're also within still. So I would, you know, hasten to say that it's not going to get done before the end of the year, but it looks like it's probably going to be closer to the end of the year.
My proposal would be, I'm being very serious. I'm being realistic about it. I'm trying to be positive with Nathan, who is like the administrator there.
Sure.
There has to be, we're smart enough to know, if you can have a one-way in or a one-way out during different times, or at least on the weekends where we have some flexibility, because we're trapped. And I mean, I'm just telling you, we've all been very patient. They screwed it up from the beginning. But I'm not the only one where the boiling point is reaching extreme levels. I can see it on the neighborhood, you know, Facebook pages. So, yes, I'm speaking for myself selfishly, but I'm also speaking for a lot of people in your district who have had it with Valley Park right now.
Right.
So we really are disappointed in the way that whole thing. And, by the way, that's taxpayer money that's going to all that. And I've looked at the, you know, the dollar amounts and all this money that's being spent. So it's a bit of a nightmare. Thank you for coming out, Dennis Hancock. I know you're running for county executive as well. You're not going to fight in Guns and Hoses, though. So.
No, but they don't have a politician's division.
Wouldn't that be great if we could just... decide races based on cage matches.
Oh, my gosh.
We'd all be better off in this country. Dennis, great to see you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much. 444. Frank Cusimano's coming up next. Hey, welcome back. We are live at the Guns N' Hoses weigh-in at Helen Fitzgerald's right at 44 and Lindbergh. Come out and see us. Sue can't talk right now because she's eating toasted ravs or something delicious like that. Frank Cusimano from KSDK is with us for his Monday afternoon visit. Just think, if Mizzou had an off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Offense, what this season would have been like, Frank Cusimano, because look, the defense has done its job. They did it again against Oklahoma. They frustrated them, but we just could not get that damn ball into the end zone.
Yeah, it was actually absolutely pathetic, and a great defense is a terrible thing to waste. We definitely have a college football playoff caliber defense, and the offense has just been rough, and it's really, you know, distressing that you'd go up there playing, you know, like not to lose. I mean, what do you have to play for? I mean, why not go for it on fourth down? I just couldn't believe how conservative Eli Drinkwitz was up there. And, you know, the quarterback play has been good against, like, bad teams and then below average against good teams. Mark, the bottom line is they're 7-0 against teams that aren't ranked, and they're 0-4 against teams that are ranked. That sums up Mizzou football.
Yeah, it does. You know, and one question I had, so I was cleaning my house, and I had music on, and I had the game on, and I was, you know, expecting a loss. But if I'm the coaching staff, and what do I know about football, I have Matt Zollers with at least two or three plays that I can throw him in on a wildcat or something like that. Did they even try something like that?
No, I think that he just felt that after what we saw from Matt Zollers the last 2 weeks, that his best chance to win was Bo Prabula. But, you know, I think the game plan was the part that's tough to deal with. And I got to tell you, That offensive line, it's really weird because they run block okay, but they pass block pretty poorly. And their special teams, by the way, it's been rough for years. I mean, they have to be the only college football team. It's like an adventure to kick a 35-yard field goal. And it's been like that all year. I know they lost their kicker, but you telling me they can't figure out a way to make a 35-yard field goal?
I know. That's a big problem. No doubt about it.
Frank, I got two thoughts here on Mizzou football. Number one, we have talked about the questions regarding play calling multiple times this year. This was not the first time this year where we're wondering, why is Mizzou throwing the ball more than they are handing it off to Ahmad Hardy or Jamal Roberts? That's number one. Number two, let me just say this. You know, it's unfortunate that Bo Prabula got hurt when he did. But how drastic has the difference been between Bo Prabula and Matt Zollers? But when both of them are out there, the offense in large part in SEC play has been dysfunctional. I think for the sake of the lack of ridicule that the coaching is getting, that if Prabula would have been healthy all year long and we were getting something close to this product, I feel like it would have been way worse what we were hearing about, you know, Eli Drinkwitz and Kirby Moore. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Kirby Moore has got to be, like, heavily evaluated this offseason because that offense was just brutal. And, you know, I thought Drink had the reputation of being the, you know, the offensive creative mind and the quarterback developer. I couldn't be more disappointed in this. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do moving forward. They have two quarterbacks. I'm not sure if either one of them is the answer. It makes you appreciate Brady Cook more. I tell you what, if Brady Cook was your quarterback this year, you may be 10-1 as we speak.
You know what? Yeah. I'm so glad you said it. I said it a couple weeks ago. I was a Brady Cook fan, but it totally, because his leadership, we would have won a couple more of these games. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So are the Blues in action tonight? And there's this story in ESPN, I guess I've never heard this before, but there's this American Thanksgiving playoff position rule that happens in the NHL that says if you are in a playoff position by Thanksgiving right now, that you're likely to win, or not win, you're likely to be in the playoffs. So I don't know where that leaves St. Louis Blues right now. There are exceptions to rules like that, but they're in New York tonight, aren't they?
They are. They're going to play the Rangers. They're going to drop the puck at 6 o'clock. You know, I think, you know, the law of averages says that that's probably correct, what you just said. But let me tell you something. There's 60 games left. The Blues are 1-0-2 in their last three. They have points in 7 of their last 8 games. Granted, they don't finish well, but we're starting to see a little bit of a pulse. They just got to have Joel Hofer play a good game because Binnington has kind of figured it out. He had a great game Saturday. He stopped 30 of 31 shots. Joel Hofer's got to be good tonight against the Rangers.
Did the Chiefs perhaps save their year just for a couple more weeks with that win yesterday?
Well, talk to me on Thursday night. They got to beat the Cowboys, who can score some points. But that was big because, you know, the most impressive thing was they did not allow the Colts to score in the third quarter, the fourth quarter, overtime. I mean, you're down 20-9 you're down 20-11, I guess, in the fourth, and you come back and you tie the game and send it to overtime. That's pretty impressive.
What about Dallas? They're down. I kind of had given up on that game, and then I rejoined it. They're down by 21, and they come back for, well, let's face it, they really needed that win. But that should be a really good sun. Look, we got the Packers in action against the Lions and the Chiefs and the Cowboys. It's going to be a great football Thanksgiving. Frank, we will talk in a week from today. We're off. We've got a best of show on Friday. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Frank Cusimano. We're going to come back here. We're live at Guns N' Hoses. Sue has completed her meal.
Well, I'm going to have more toasted wraps,
okay.
But thank you for thinking that.
Sue has not completed her meal, but she is going to. And then we're going to speak with David Stokes, who's the president of Guns N' Hoses. So there's a guy that we have on the air all the time from the Show Me Institute.
David Stokes.
His name is David Stokes. And Fred showed me this on Friday, and I said, the same guy. And it wasn't the same guy. So he's here. We'll have Colonel Larry O'Toole, who's the executive director of Guns N' Hoses, as well. And I have to talk about, you know, we're mixing in a little stuff here this afternoon, too. I have to talk about the Sexy Red concert at Enterprise, which pretty much almost ended in a riot. But you'd never know it from the media coverage because they said it was chaos.
Well,
wait till you hear the details.
Oh, boy.
That's coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.